Vav Metziah, Perek Hey, Mishnah Yud. This Mishnah will list a variety of different types of ribis of interest, the verbal, and ones that one does through an act. So the Mishnah begins, Omer Adam L'Chavero, a person can say to his friend, Nakesh Imi, that you should do a Nakesh with me. Nakesh means to weed a field, take out the weeds, the bad things, out of the ground. That's a nikush. So nakesh imi v'anakesh imach. You do a act of nikush with me, and I will do it with you. And we don't have to be concerned. The Mishnah is saying that perhaps one day's work will be more difficult than the other. We assume that the act of nikush is all the same. Or ador imi v'ador imach. I say, dig with me in my field, and then I'll dig with you in your field. That's okay because, we assume that the two actions are going to be more or less equivalent. However, the Mishnah says, lo yomar lo, he should not say to him, nakesh imi v'ador imach, that you weed with me and I will dig with you, or ador imi v'anakesh imach, or dig with me and I will weed with you, because those different activities are not necessarily of the same difficulty, and therefore, perhaps the one who does it second is going to be doing a harder activity, and therefore it will be considered ribis for what he did for him. He sort of lent his labor to him the first day, and then he's paying back the second day, but he may be paying back with a more difficult and therefore a more valuable labor. The Mishnah continues, Kol Yemei Garid Echad, all the days of the dry season are considered to be the same, and Kol Yemei Revia Echad, and all the days of the rainy season are considered to be one, or considered to be the same. So that the work you do with your friend one day, and then he helps you the other day, as long as they're both in the same season, and they're both the same type of work, we're not concerned that there's any ribis. We assume that they're more or less going to be the same. If they're different seasons, however, of course, that would be a problem. The Mishnah continues, Lo yomar lo, you should not say to him, Charosh imi bagarid, that plow with me in the dry season, Vani echrosh imcha b'revia, and then I will plow with you in the revia in the rainy season, because again, they won't be the same, and one may be more difficult than the other. Now, with Mishnah will share a different type of ribis, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Gamliel said, Yesh ribis mukdemes, v'yesh ribis mucheres. There is a ribis that happens before the loan, that's mukdemes, and there's also a ribis that can happen after the loan is even paid back, and that is mucheres. Heitzad, how is that? Nasen einav lilvos himenu. He's placed his eyes, he has his eyes out to borrow money from his friend. V'hoi meshalech lo, he sends to his friend a gift, v'omer, and he says, with this gift, Bishvil Shatalveni, that I'm giving you this gift for the purposes so that you shall lend for me. Zohi Ribis Mukdemis, that's Ribis in advance. So even though the loan hasn't taken place yet, but it's still considered to be Ribis. Lava Himenu, if he borrowed from him, Vechzelo Asmaosim, and then he returned the money. Then Vahayim Shaleach Lo, and then he sends along with him a gift after he's already paid back the loan of Amar. And he says, "Bishvil ma'osecha shahayu betelos etzli." This is because of the monies, your monies that were sitting dormant by me, that you didn't make any money off of your money while I was borrowing the money, and that therefore I'm giving you this gift. Zohi ribis mucheres. That's ribis after the fact and is forbidden. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says, and he extends it. Yesh ribis dvarim. There's even verbal ribis. For example, if you borrowed money from somebody, lo yomar lo, you shouldn't say to the lender, da, you should know, kiva ish ploni mimakum ploni, that so-and-so that you're interested in knowing about is coming from such and such a place, giving him that information that he might normally not give him would be considered to be a ribis. Not only that, but the Gemara brings a brisa that says if somebody owes their friend $100 and he normally wouldn't jump to say Shalom Aleichem to him, so you can't be jumped to say Shalom Aleichem to him if you don't normally do that. We learn that out from a pasuk. Neshech kol davar asher yishach, they make a drasha from the word davar. Davar is like the word dibur, speech, that even dibur, even speech, is forbidden.